So, good morning. You really. Are listening to Raven Radio KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose here on the morning interview this morning with Kathy and Gallinera and Julia Smith with the Sitka Homeless Coalition to talk about some exciting things happening with your organization. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And we're here to talk about the Cabin Community Project and some things kind of in the works in the next week or so, but also in the future. And but first, you know, Saturday is a fundraiser, right, at AC Lakeside. And I want to talk about that fundraiser here in a little bit. But first, I think it would be really great to get a little more background on the Homeless Coalition's journey to making this Cabin Community Project a reality. Can you talk a little bit about it's been years in the making, right?
All right. I'll jump in on this. Many years, groups have come together to help people in Sitka who are homeless. And always in the back of our minds is, well, these are Band-Aids. You know, you can give somebody some health care, or you can give somebody a blanket, or you can give somebody some clothes, or, but what they really need is a place to live instead of living out in the street or out in the woods. And so Homeless Coalition came together at least 5 years ago. And that was their really main interest, was to find a way to house people who were unhoused. And here we are finally, thanks to the Health Summit, coming together and putting this as a priority. And so it has really pulled together a lot of groups and a lot of individuals to make this happen.
And so what's the timeline? What's next for the project? What's coming down the pike?
Well, we're in the process of raising lots of funds. So far we have over 100,000 in the bank through donations, matches, grants, probably closer to 150,000 when we get our most recent grant in. But we're always going to be raising funds, and that's one reason Lakeside volunteered to do this barbecue for us. The next step is working on the land at the top of Jarvis Street to get it ready for building, and that's land from the Mental Health Trust. So we're working with them on our agreement for the property. And then we hope to get started on that. We hope to, in the end, have, I think, 14 individual cabins. There'll be a community room with a kitchen. There'll be a place for a caretaker to live in that building. And then individual cabins for the men and women who are unhoused, which will have a bathroom in it and a small kitchen.
And so once you build it, then you're going to have to name it, I'm guessing. And just a little bit of chatter before this interview, it sounds like maybe there's going to be a community conversation around that in the near future. Can you tell me a little more about that?
We have one of our volunteers is putting together a survey. It'll be like a Survey Monkey, I think. And people can we'll be able to access that on our website. We'll try to put the link in the newspaper. And we're just looking for blanket names that will honor the community with the good feelings. I think it's interesting. I don't remember if it was Rachel Marino said months ago that there's no word in the blanket language for homelessness.
And so,
we're hoping, yeah.
I was going to say, when's that survey going to come out?
Soon. How do you like that?
Not to hold your feet to the fire in a day or anything. And so something that is happening very soon is this barbecue fundraiser to raise funds for the project. Can you tell me, this is happening at Lakeside this Saturday, right?
This Saturday. So I know there's a whale watching cruise beforehand. So if you go on the whale watching cruise, come back and come to AC Lakeside from 11:30 to 3. The AC Lakeside barbecue crew will be making wonderful food out in front for a price. And then we'll be there with flyers and some information about the Homeless Coalition and the project.
And don't say wonderful food and then not tempt us with exactly what's going to be on the menu. What can we expect as far as barbecue?
So according to Vince, there's going to be a spicy steak flatbread sandwich, and that comes with a side of coleslaw or potato salad and a drink for $15. And this is the same spicy steak flatbread sandwich that was sold at the 4th of July booth for the Sitka Historical Society. So they got big raves there. There'll also be a burger or two hot dogs with a side and a drink for $10. Nothing for the vegetarians. We'll have to just eat coleslaw and potato salad.
And so that's coming up this Saturday at AC Lakeside. Yes. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for a little bit of good weather, but it sounds like maybe there'll be, it'll be a little bit tented there for the folks cooking the barbecue. And, you know, if people can't make it though, there are other ways to get involved or contribute to the project, right? So if I can't make it on Saturday, what steps can I take to get involved?
You can call on the website and of course donate. There is a place on the website to donate. And also if you want to give time and be part of the project, there's another way. And it's also on the website that you can sign up as a volunteer. And there's a lot of information on the website. So I encourage people to take a look at the Homeless Coalition. Yeah.
So the website is sheltersitka.org. Sheltersitka.org. And there's a link on there to the Andrew Beck report, which was done by an organization that looks at homelessness and actually delineated all the issues in Sitka and some solutions. So that's what we're following as well. So there's a link right there to the Agnew Beck report. And we also have Facebook and Instagram. So just search for Sitka Homeless Coalition on Facebook. I have no idea about Instagram. It's out of my generation. But I think there's a link on the website to Instagram maybe.
Where people can find more information as well, if they're more comfortable with Instagram versus Facebook.
Yes.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me this morning. Is there anything you'd like to add before we sign off here? Anything I forgot to mention or ask about?
Well, I'd just like to say a big thank you to AC Lakeside and Vince for all their help with this. They've just been bent over backwards to help us. And the whole community, please come out. And if you don't want to eat, give us money.
And Lakeside is also counting on some of their supporters. I don't want to mention the two because I can't think of both of them, but people that help them out a lot with their fundraisers, donating food products and drinks. So there's a lot of people involved in this. But thanks to Raven Radio too for having us and to Lakeside. Yes.
And thank you so much for joining me this morning. I have been speaking with Julia Smith and Kathy and Gallinera about the Cabin Community Project and an upcoming fundraiser this Saturday at AC Lakeside. And you can find details about the time of that on our community calendar. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.